Good evening. Welcome to the Solari Report. Today is April 18th, 2013. I'm Catherine Austin Fitz, and I'm delighted you could join me this evening. Tonight I'm speaking to you from Boulder, Colorado. We've just finished quite a snowstorm, and the mountains are snowy and beautiful. I'm headed over to Idaho and then to Portland, where I'm giving a lecture next week. It's part of the Ilahi lecture series, Who Owns You? We'll be talking about who owns your money and what you can do about it. You can find out more about it on the events section at solari.com. And then luncheon with subscribers in Portland on the following Saturday, April 27th. Another luncheon coming up in Marin County on June 1st. Check it out on the blog. Tonight, something I've been looking forward to a long time, at our next quarterly equity overview with Chuck Gibson. We're going to be talking about volatility and yields on stocks versus bonds. This is a very important discussion, and I hope you come away from this evening with a framework of some of the most important variables that will be driving the financial markets going forward. These are very long-lived trends we're going to be talking about. For many decades, the G7 economies, the economies of the developed world, have been the beneficiary of a bull market in bonds. Governments have been able to borrow and spend. That's fueled the economies in the developed world, in Europe and North America. And that meant that lots of institutional and retail investors bought fixed income instruments that provided some kind of security and safety. And there's been a floor under bond prices for the most part as a result of sort of the dropping of interest rates. At the same time, it's hard to imagine that that can continue forever, particularly with interest rates as low as they're going. And so the very important question is, what happens next? And if that investment leaves the fixed income markets, what could that do? And where would that money go? So